Welcome to the Jimmy and Nath podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
getting up in the morning and driving to work.
You absolutely can.
Grace's mic isn't on.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
it is. I just spoke really far away.
To talk into the mic, No, it's true. Well done for acknowledging your mistake.
No, that's okay. I mean, I've only been doing radio for like 4 years.
Still, is that an excuse?
I was confused. I was like, what?
4 years is quite a long time.
I know. It's really not an excuse.
Now, look, hello. If you've been a fan of the podcast for the last 5 years or so, we've done Hobart Breakfast for 5 years. We've done a weekend breakfast around the country for about 6 months. And now we're doing nights, Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11. And, if you miss out on it at night time, get us in the morning.
Although you wouldn't know it. And if you're listening in the morning, great, because I reckon I say good morning about 19 times during this night show. Grace is out on the phones, but the beauty of those is no one else hears it except the caller and Grace. Yeah. When I say it, everybody hears it.
Well, I mean,
so good morning, everyone.
Shout out to Kai, our audio guy, for sticking around. He's put the podcast together. So potentially, Nath, he may edit out all the time.
I hope he doesn't.
I hope so as well.
I think that was some of the funniest bits in the show.
The best bit was like when one song was playing, you went, good morning. And then the lyrics were playing for a bit, and then you just turned it back on and went, night. And then just turned the mic off again.
I just kept doing it. It's hard to shake,
but
guys.
But you know what? It's good starting at rock bottom because the only way is up.
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah, I mean,
if we get there.
Sometimes you just stay at rock bottom.
We did the show rating, so we finish every show. I won't say what Nathan and I gave it, but Grace gave it a 7. I thought it was a bit generous.
Gave it a 5.
Oh, sorry. 5.
No, that's okay.
Well, that's how good the show was, guys. We can't even remember the ratings.
No,
and 5 was still quite generous.
I was about to say 7 was generous. No, 5 was generous. Jesus. It's going to be bad.
I wonder if Kai can edit this.
Yeah, it's just speed it.
He's had enough, mate. He's left.
He also works for Abby Chatfield. He's putting together hot nights. He is off us. No, it was going to be bad, though. Did you guys enjoy that?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
It was definitely fun. Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit rusty. I'm still wobbly on the bike, but I'll get up and running soon.
We've got to get used to the new time slot, guys. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, my biggest issue, I don't know if you guys found this, but I feel full. Because, in the mornings, when we did the morning show, I never really ate in the morning. I'd have a coffee, we'd do the show, and then we'd get food afterwards.
Me too. I never ate in the morning.
I had, I had steak, salad.
Where'd you get this from?
You can go to the shop.
Coles.
Wild.
Okay.
And then
they still exist, Even though at night.
I don't have to go to a restaurant.
Do you get a steakhouse pre-show?
You get
Outback Steakhouse pre-show.
Do you get a pre-show steakhouse? You wanted an invite.
Do you get a pre-show medium rare?
No, I just said
you got to get a steak.
Sit down at a restaurant or something.
You get garlic butter.
That's my issue. You know what I don't like about the night show? They have to sit down at a restaurant and have a 5-course degustation.
No, I'll just stay at home.
Okay.
Salad and potato salad. Chicken cook. Bought them in the pre-packs from Coles.
Yeah.
The Coles.
Steak, you pop it on a pan.
Yeah.
Pretty,
I don't cook steak.
Pretty fancy stuff. Isn't it?
Where'd you get a steak from?
Where you got a steak from? Wow.
Were you upset that potentially Nathan and I may have gone to some sort of dinner?
Have you had dinner? Did you have dinner?
Yeah, I had some leftover pasta.
Pasta? Where'd
you get that from?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Schools in Melbourne are installing silent vape detectors that lock students inside bathrooms so teachers can search children for vapes.
What?
Sounds
like gen pop in a prison.
Toilets at some schools are even being locked between recess and lunchtime, so you can't go to the toilet during class anymore.
What?
So you can't ask your teacher, hey, can I go to the toilet? And your teacher would say,
Yes, but not there. Yeah. That's what I used to get all the time.
Can I go to the toilet? They go, no, can you?
I don't know.
The vape detecting technology is already being used in Queensland, New South Wales.
Really?
Yeah, so Melbourne's just they're getting it. Queensland, New South Wales are using it. So how it works is e-cigarettes trigger a silent alarm system that sends an alert to the teachers, and then they can hit a button and it locks the student inside the bathroom.
Grace, you're a smoker, so
I am not Nathan Roy.
No, good attitude. She's trying to give up.
Yeah,
no.
Of course, and that's what we want. Positive attitude.
Everyone in Australia is listening. For the record, I'm not a smoker.
No, she's
my mum's listening.
That's what we want.
I don't smoke or vape.
Oh, the silent alarm's going off in the studio, guys.
I was going to ask you guys, you know, back in the day, what did you get in trouble for at school? Because vapes weren't around when we were at school. But we know Grace got in trouble for mooning at the back of the school bus.
Yeah, of course.
Also not true.
That's why she has a driver now.
I'll sue you both for defamation. We're 10 minutes into the show.
Hey, what did I say? No feedback until next week.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to go ask the question, 131060 Australia, what are you up to right now? Because I want Australia's help here. I want everyone to know we're new to this time slot. We're new to the night. We want to know what everybody is doing out there. Are you on your way to work? Are you coming home from work? Are you at work? Are you listening to the wireless as a family at home around the fire?
Are you gathered around the fire on a nice, you know, winter Monday night?
Because I think, I feel like we need to understand the vibe of Australia before we can push forward as a show. Thoughts?
Oh, you're right. No, yeah. I agree. I'd love to know what people are up to. If you missed it, as Nate just said, we're Jimmy and Nathan, producer Grace is here, and we used to do Hobart Breakfast. And then we were doing weekend breakfast around the country as well from the start of this year. So we've just been doing breakfast. We knew we'd be asleep by now.
We're brekkie guys.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
We used to be up at like 4 in the morning to get the breakfast. I don't know what people... I was asleep at this point.
If there was a night show asking to call up right now and tell us what you're doing, you wouldn't get a call from me because I'd be asleep. That's the thing.
Unless you were sleep talking. But that would be a whole different situation.
But I'd also have to sleep dial 1310.
Yeah, it wasn't a very thought out suggestion.
This is awkward. I've just seen Smallsies ask the same thing. Guys, call up College and Lip Kits. Tell me what you're doing right now.
Here's the thing. Whatever you're doing, whether it's work-related, coming home, going to, maybe you're heading out on a Monday night. Do people still go out on Monday nights? I don't know. Producer.
Why are you looking at me? Last one in this team that go out on Monday.
You've got to stop going hard on Grace. People think you're this party animal who smokes and moons people. Actually, she sounds quite funny.
Yeah, this isn't negative. All right, 131060 Australia, what are you up to right now? And how's this? If you give us a call, $50 menu log vouchers up for grabs. The food you want delivered. Did somebody say menu log? You want those? Jump on the phones. Very simple question. What are you up to?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
We want Australia to help us find out what the vibe is. What the vibe is at nighttime? Because as you said just before, we've been breakfast guys, breakfast radio guys for a very long time, which means at this point in the morning, we've been asleep. We've been asleep
this point
a lot
of
time. Oh, see, that's the thing. I'm so used to mornings. This time in the morning, we are normally very much asleep.
This time at night, we
see what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
It. This time at night, we're usually asleep. But technically, it's morning somewhere.
You're so right, absolutely. So we've thrown it out the phones, 131060. Australia, jump on the phones. What are you up to right now? Lily from Toronto in the Central Coast. Hi, Lil, we got you?
Hey, yeah.
Lil, what are you up to?
I am driving home from dinner right now.
Driving and so excited. Was it not a good dinner?
Monday night at the pub on Snitty night, taking advantage of that. Yes.
How was the meal, Lil?
Sorry?
How was the meal? How was the food?
Oh, delicious, as always. Yeah. Can't do a bad Snitty.
You're so right. I challenge a pub out there. Give us a call, 131060. Do you do a crap Snitty?
you just own it. Just call it, guys, I've really phoned it in. It's always undercooked. There's a lot of salmonella complaints here. Lil, are you usually up and about at this time?
I'm from Melbourne. I'm just visiting home at the moment.
Okay.
So we were surprised that, like, the pub was closing at 9, and we're like, what? You know, back home, the stuff doesn't close till midnight, so I'm usually out much later than this.
Okay, so we can count on you to keep listening and joining in on the show.
Totally.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, you can call any time and tell us about...
Lil's our first call.
Absolutely. Oh, Lil, congratulations. Have a ding, mate. Good on you.
Have a ding.
Thank you, Lil. Adele from Orange. Hello, Adele.
Hello.
Hello, Adele. What are you up to this evening? We're trying to paint a picture of what nights in Australia is like.
I'm driving home from work.
Driving home from work. What do you do for work, Adele?
I work in a national call centre for an airline.
National call centre. Wow. So do you usually finish around this time, Adele?
Yeah, 9 o'clock weeknights and 8 p.m. on the weekends.
Okay.
I feel like you'd be pretty busy at the moment with being a call centre for an airline, Adele.
Yeah, we get calls from everywhere, and I deal with airports as well for delayed flights or passenger issues. So we're fairly busy.
Adele, do people call you like upset, like their flight? Like, do you get a complaint?
We get it all. We get complaints. We get very little compliments, can I say?
Well, look, okay. Adele, I'm going to tell Australia right now, because I'm hopefully there's more than you and Lily listening. But
that's all it's called, three mate.
That's all it's called. Hey, if you're listening... And, you know, be nice. You know what I mean? It's not Adele's fault that the plane's delayed. She's just working the call center.
I hope it's not Adele's fault that the plane's delayed.
Please,
It's not, is it, Adele? We didn't check.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's not Adele. It's not the way to talk.
Thank you, Adele. Leah from Croydon. Hello, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Everyone's up and about. This is great. It's great.
Because I'm struggling.
Because we're breakfast guys. Yeah. Leah from Croydon. What are you up to? What are you up to this evening? What are you doing?
I'm just on the way home from work as well, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? What, you wanted to stay at work?
Oh, well, no, definitely not. I don't want to be just another boring call on their way home from work.
Hey, no one that calls your show is boring.
No one's boring.
That's
no
the rule.
That's the thing.
It's Jimmy and Nath. No one who calls is boring.
That's the tagline on the billboards if we had them. Leah, what do you do for work?
I work as a housekeeper at a hotel.
Okay.
Do you ever find anything cool in the hotel?
I reckon she'd find some gross things.
Yes, I definitely have. But I probably won't say on air what I found.
Okay. Well, okay.
You're being boring.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Jimmy Nath live around the country Monday evening, actually. And we're new guys, clearly. We're new to the radio waves at this point in time. Normally we're breakfast guys. And so here's the thing. We needed Australia to help us. We've asked the question, 131060 Australia, what are you up to right now? Help us paint a bit of a vibe, a bit of a picture.
Are you guys all right, you and producer Grace? Because, Nath, you kept saying... You kept calling nighttime.
I kept saying morning.
And Grace out on the phone.
I'm having an absolute nightmare on the phones. I am so sorry to everyone I've spoken to because I keep my line that I usually say is, good morning, who have we got this morning? And I can't say any of that.
And normally I'm coming off songs, little peek
behind the curtains.
Little peek behind the curtains here, guys. Normally when I'm coming off songs, I'm going, morning, Jimmy and Nath. No, evening, guys.
So I said good night to a couple of people, which is just weird.
That's sweet. It's like a mother.
Good night.
Good night.
Kiss them on the forehead.
Little kiss.
Chara from Clayton. Hello, Chara. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very good. Just quickly, Chara, how did producer Grace answer the phone to you?
Pardon?
How did producer Grace answer the phone to you? Did she say good morning?
It was not good morning. She did well with me.
I did call you Tara, though, Chara. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, just to confirm, it's Chara, correct?
Yes, Chara.
Yeah, we've nailed it, guys. Good teamwork.
Chara, what are you up to tonight?
I'm driving home from a uni exam.
Okay, what exam was it?
It was a maths exam, a 3-hour maths exam.
3 hours.
What time did it finish, Chara?
8:45.
Jeez.
How do you think you went?
It wasn't great, but it could have been worse. So half full kind of gal.
Glass half full. Ooh, I love that. This is good.
And you know they say C's get degrees, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. All right, Greg from Rose Bay. G'day, Greg.
Yo,
Greg. What's happening tonight, bro?
Yeah, just came back from dinner with my mates. Shout out to Dean and Zach, if they're listening.
Good on you, Dean and Zach. Yeah.
We need as many listeners as we can get, Greg. So just checking with them later, make sure they are tuning in.
Bring them over, Greg. All right, so what did you get up to, Greggy?
Yeah, I'm on the way to my girlfriend. She's going to Europe like the rest of Australia tomorrow.
Where's everyone going?
We came into the office today and half the office are going, can't wait for our Europe trip. And we're like, can't wait to start work.
Yeah, me too.
Right, so where are they? Are they or your girlfriend's about to go? How long for?
A month.
Without you, Greg?
No, I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Well, that's all right.
How come you're not going at the same time, Greggy?
Yeah, I've also got work. You know?
Yeah, like us.
We've got to work, mate. People are the people, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll see you there in 3 weeks.
Thank you, Greg. It is Jimmy and Nath live around the country for your Monday night, guys. It's night time.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I need you to get the round of applause ready for an Australian singer-songwriter. He has won 3 ARIA Awards and has over 17 million monthly streams on Spotify.
Jeez, he's doing similar to our podcast.
Just a little bit behind. My mum is a huge fan. You can check her out bopping along to Vancey on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. He is an amateur skateboarder. He fell in love with it at the last Olympics. We chatted to him and he did confirm to us that he can do a kickflip. Haven't seen it, but he did say. We'll take his word on it. If you want to get some great yellow socks, head to the VanceJoyMerch.com. There are some great yellow socks. I'm a big fan of socks.
Big yellow sock guy.
His new album, In Our Own Sweet Time, is out now. Please welcome to the show, Vance Joy!
Vancey Joy!
Hey! Thank you. What an intro. Yeah. I love the things you focused on in that. That was
unlike any other intro I've ever had, so
I'll
appreciate
it. I'll be honest,
it.
Vance, we had so much in there, we almost had to take out all the stuff about music.
yeah, I've like probably spoken enough about the album. Let's talk about these yellow socks.
But
Yeah.
Do you come up with a merch or is someone else doing that?
No, I was involved in that. Like, I guess, yeah, I'm so proud of the merch. I reckon it's cool. This is probably I feel like it's the best merch we've ever had. So yeah. I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, I just did a couple of little sketches of flowers and stuff like that, and then kind of put it with a design. And yeah, just, and you just want it to feel good, you know. So there was a few, yeah, a bit of thought went into that. So absolutely. The socks, I've been wearing the socks. Like, I ran low on all my, on tour recently, I ran low on all my clean clothes, and so I was wearing my own merch. People were like, why are you wearing your merch? And I was like, this is just from pure necessity, but it is good.
Vance,
do not feel
bad about wearing your own merch, mate. We have Jimmy and Nath budgie smugglers, and it's so bad. We have four versions of it with our faces, and they're the only ones we wear. So, I mean, you're preaching to the choir in terms of wearing. We're wearing them now.
Any chance you could get some Vance Roy budgie smugglers? We'll trade. We'll give you some Jimmy Nath ones.
It is actually a nice thought. I might look into it, but I'd love to just get a pair and just maybe I'll see how it feels. See what it looks like to wear a pair. It's, your face is printed on it, or is it just say Jimmy and Nath?
Certainly are, mate.
Yeah, faces.
Oh, okay.
And they're different patterns though, so you don't know whose face you're going to get on your. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A few people having a glance joy when we're wearing those.
Vance, talk to us about the new album. Really, really exciting. It's out now in your own sweet time. Probably should talk a bit about music before we get to skateboarding, just see if you've got any better.
For sure.
Yeah, you must be proud of the new album.
I am. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice that it's out. And I was living with these songs for a long time, especially, you know, the last 2 years. You know, because there wasn't really any like rush to release things, and things slowed down. So I kind of just had the demos for 2 years, and I listened to the songs so many times that I kind of lost all perspective. So now that they're out, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm getting some feedback. The feedback's been pretty positive, so it feels good.
Vance, I want to talk. Is it Catalonia? Catalonia? Is that how you say that, one of the songs there? Really romantic one, isn't it? Are you a romance guy? Like, does that stuff come naturally to you and the other stuff's harder? Or how do you channel romantic Vance joy?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm romantic. I think that I definitely gravitate towards, in songwriting, I guess I do gravitate to love songs or... if I think of the songs that inspired me the most when I was growing up, it would have been like songs like Paul Kelly songs. Like his love songs are kind of like, they're not icky or too, you know, sugary. It's kind of like he tells a whole story of a world, like a whole relationship, maybe a guy that wants to like kind of, fix a few things in his life and
kind of... Or to adore, like one of the... It's a great love song, but it's a story about this bloke, like... That's I know, I listen to your music and I feel like you, I don't know if this is on purpose, but there's a story to each of sort of your songs.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, To Her Door is like, isn't it? It's the pinnacle of like that storyline of a guy trying to get his life back together. But I definitely, you know, you try and create a bit of those different flavors in your songs and a storyline. You want to kind of, not all my songs have it, but if you can create a bit of a beginning, middle and end or some tension, and then you're on the right track. So I hope Catalonia has that. I don't know if it does, but it does kind of, it's a song about my impressions of living over in Barcelona.
Yeah, love. Can you speak any Spanish?
Very little. I can kind of apologize. I can apologize for not speaking good Spanish. And then
It's very Australian, is it? Anywhere we go in the world, we just learn how to not say the language. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
No, I just say...
Parlez-vous inglés? I don't know.
Yeah. I just go to Spain and say, no hablo español, sorry. No.
That's good. You know, I wouldn't even have known that on top of my head. Like, that's where I'm at. Like... I know a couple of things, but it's just like, I do know that I'm missing out on good interactions, like at the supermarket when the lady's like passing my stuff through, and then, you know, they can tell that I don't speak Spanish. They know so obviously that I don't, so they don't even try, but I just would love to surprise her one day and just be like, you know, whatever, just have like, yeah, I don't have the rewards card, but like have a little joke after.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring the Woolies reward card. Reward day.
I feel like the more, like if I've had a few bevvies as well, and I feel like I can speak fluent anything. But that's the thing, I'm not even speaking fluent English. Which is it. How many of you had? Plenty. Mucho.
Plenty. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Last time we chatted to you, we were talking about skateboarding. How's that been going? Like, I mean, are you still getting into that?
I got pretty into it. And I know it's a long time ago now. It doesn't feel that long ago, but... The first year of like kind of lockdowny times, like 2020, I was into it. I was skating pretty regularly in this little skate park across the road. So I was going there a fair bit. And then 2021, I kind of started slowing down. So I haven't done it as much, but I've got a little bit of the spark back again because I was skating a little bit when we were rehearsing for the new show in LA. So it's still there, and I reckon I might. Maybe I'm just on the cusp of a new skateboarding phase. I hope so, but I haven't improved.
I saw Kid Leroy when he was in Australia, and he had these like this. I don't know if you saw this. It was like a big staircase, and I was looking at it, thinking of you, and I thought maybe like a half pipe on stage when you're performing. Maybe you debut in LA. Yeah.
That would be sick. Even the staircase. I thought you were going to say like he ollied down the staircase.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
Sick.
I was like, this is it. This is so good.
My favorite thing now is anytime we see anything skateboard related, we just instantly think of Vance Joy. We have to explain to everybody. I was playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 08 on PlayStation 1 the other day. All I could think about was Vance Joy.
Yeah, we customized a character to look like you. We got the curly hair and everything.
Hey, Vance. I want to talk about the Long Way Home tour. Now I know you've just wrapped up. Is it leg two that you've just wrapped up? But the performance in Toronto, now this is one of the biggest ones you've ever played. Was it like well over 15,000 people? How did that feel, mate, walking out to a crowd that big, absolutely roaring? Must have been pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah, that was awesome. You know, especially after a bit of time away, like it's nice to get a bit of a confirmation or like an affirmation that people, you know, are still interested and they're still engaged. And that was a great way to finish that tour. It was just... Yeah, 15,000 people, it just feels... There's no way that you don't play the best you can in that environment. Like, there's no like, not really feeling the vibe. Like, if 15,000 people are giving you energy, it's like, you definitely rise to the occasion. It was pretty special.
I just want you to know now, Vance, the next time you play in front of probably 50,000 people, everyone's going to finish with kick, flip, kick, flip, kick, flip.
Well, I think we're actually hanging out this week. I think you're doing the hit, the world-famous Rooftop. Maybe we'll bring a skateboard and some budgie smugglers.
Oh, yes.
I can do it. Should I bring my skate shoes so I can do a kick flip in the budgie smuggler? But I feel like what will happen is I won't get it on the first attempt and I'll be there... After you've done like three or four attempts, no one cares at all.
Yeah.
And they start looking away, and then you do it, and then they're looking away, and you're like, did you see it? And then like, I've had so many times, like my sister will just be like, all right, dude, just I'll let you do that for a while. I'm just going to go for a walk. And then I'll be like, you missed it. You know, so.
Send me a thumbs up emoji if you get it, bro.
Going to happen. We're going to be there. And like, yeah, and welcome. Like if you listen to this first time, we're now on all across Australia, all throughout the week and on the weekends, nights and weekends. We're going to get with Vance. We're going to give him these budgie smugglers. He's going to do a cliff hip. He's going to roll his ankle or something. And we're going to get fired
It'll be over.
You know what? I'll be so happy. What a story.
And we went out on top. We'll be known as the guys that ended Vance Joy's standing up career.
I know. Get the stool out.
Vance, we bloody love you, mate. We cannot wait to hang out at the world famous Rooftop this week. And of course, Vance Joy's new album, In Our Own Sweet Time, is out now to stream or buy. Go and grab it, guys. Vance Joy, thanks very much.
What a pleasure. Cheers, guys. All the best. See you soon.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Let's do this.
Rebel Wilson has shared gorgeous pictures of her newly revealed girlfriend, Ramona Agruma, on holidays in Italy.
Well, that would have been perfect for me to get some Italian music going.
I was thinking that, and then I went, Italian
music. Or your favourite Rebel Wilson movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah, she's in that.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie.
I've seen Pitch Perfect.
I don't know what else
she's
in. I
have not seen Pitch Perfect 2 or 3.
I think I maybe gave up at 3.
Okay. Is there 4?
I couldn't tell you. I've actually sent a picture of the photo of them in Italy if you'd like to see it.
Have you sent photos?
To your personal phones.
Okay.
So they have been pictured hand in hand on very Italian cobblestone streets. Looks stunning. Rebel's wearing this beautiful yellow dress. Very European summer. Oh, there you go.
That's how quick I am, guys. That only took me, 3 minutes?
How quick you are.
Lightning fast.
It's 11 o'clock.
And it's very nice to see her looking very happy after she obviously kept that relationship secret for a while and then, you know, had to potentially get outed by a certain Australian news paper, which we won't go into.
You can if you want. You can go after him.
Whatever you want, mate.
Well, I think it was gross and you should be ashamed of yourselves. But no, I'm very happy to see her happy in this relationship. So that's exciting for them.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting.
It is.
But yes, no, if you're just joining us, there's a lot of dinging. I mean, Nath dings, Grace attacking Australian newspapers, ding you if you call up the show. We just give out dings. Dings like gold stars.
They are.
At school.
Well, if there was a gold star sound effect, it would be this. 100% it would be.
And then you've got your little no sound.
I do. Mm. Anything else you want to go through? If you mention money.
Sound effects. No.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, bro. How are you? Yeah,
just having a...
What's wrong? What's happening? You've had tech issues on your side?
Computer shut
down. Because this is all you, bro. Yeah. So
it's me. All right, Jimmy, you take your time, mate. I'll push through without. I reckon I can do it off the top of my head. No, computer's back up. We're all good. Nate, loggies. Who is it? Loggies.
It's loggies. We've discussed this.
Loggies.
Loggies. Okay, yeah, so that's how it's pronounced.
The loggies returned last night after a 3-year hiatus.
Have they been off for 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So the call to have them back was so strong that everyone wanted it? Is that why? We want to see who the best Australian TV performers are.
Yeah. Look, round of applause, Nath, to Hamish Blake.
Yeah, who did take out
the big one, the gold logie, his second gold logie.
I was just about to say, he's won it before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he won it 8 or 10 years ago.
Was that for Hamish and Andy stuff?
Hamish and Andy stuff.
And now it's for Lego.
For Lego.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Watch out, Oscars.
The loggies came in third on Sunday night in the TV ratings.
Oh, they didn't get up there, did they?
No, behind 7 News and 9 Nightly News.
But how did they operate when all their people were at the loggies?
Replays.
Who did the news?
Best of the year.
What was good? We did some good news when? October 2020. Replay that.
Yeah, we... Remember that puppy got rescued from the tree?
So it came in what? Came in third?
Came in third. Look,
I've never watched it.
I've never watched the Logies.
No.
I know some people get around. Some people are watching.
Some people love it.
We're the Logies of late night. Some people are listening. You know, we're coming in third at the moment. Yeah. but what I do love is I love Australian content, and I love that people watch it and get around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do love that, you know, we still make shows here in Australia, and, you know, they're, you know, because it's sad, you know, we've lost Neighbours now. Neighbours is gone.
I know, sad. No more Neighbours.
Yeah, it's been the starting place for so many successful actors who've gone on to Hollywood. So I think it is really important that, you know, we continue to make local shows and do local and support local. I just feel like the Logies, and it go, like, again, I haven't watched it, but even I was reading about it, and they're saying that it went over again. It goes long, so.
Oh, look, I'll be honest. The reason we're saying this is because, A, we've never been nominated because we've never been on TV, and also we've never been invited.
Yeah.
So our tune will change as soon as that changes.
Yeah. Get us a seat and we'll start
saying
those
things. Get me a seat. I don't care if it's back.
Don't give me a stab in the Oscars. Awful.
Good on you, guys. Good on you, everybody.
Well done.
We love the loggies. Yeah, loggies. Jimmy and Nath around the country.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nath, I want to ask now, 131060, when did you screw up your one job?
Yeah,
one job to do, and you absolutely stuffed it. Because
this. One job, mate. One job.
Now, look, before I start telling this story, because you might be listening and go, oh, my God, everyone in this story is okay. Everyone is safe. It has a really good ending. But just bear with me, because a helicopter ambulance transporting a heart for a transplant surgery crashed into the hospital helipad. This is over in the States. So they were landing. I don't know what happened. It's tipped over on its side.
Mm.
The video footage shows the helicopter flipped on its side. A crew member recovers the heart from the helicopter. So the helicopter was flying to deliver this heart to go into surgery.
Emergency surgery, yeah.
Before handing it, so someone gets in the helicopter, they get the heart out, and then they hand it to a doctor, and the doctor grabs it. So the doctor's job now is to take this heart from the helicopter downstairs into the hospital for the surgery.
Yeah.
He trips and he drops the heart.
This is
the news covering it. Let's have a listen.
This happened about 3 p.m. on the helipad on top of USC Keck Hospital. It's in Boyle Heights, right out of downtown L.A. Now, it had flown from Gillespie Field in El Cajon with a donor heart from Sharp Grossmont Hospital in La Mesa for a transplant operation. Now, for an unknown reason, the chopper flipped on its side. You can see it there. 3 people were on board. The pilot was treated for minor injuries. 2 others had no medical complaints. And then the unthinkable happens. Take a look at this. Crews able to get the heart out of that helicopter. It was then handed over to one of the hospital's medical personnel. Now, as that person leaves the helipad, he suddenly accidentally trips on a metal plate, falls to the ground, dropping the heart. Others were quickly able to pick up that organ and rush it inside for the operation.
My favorite is the, oh!
I think that's the weatherman of the news channel. It's in the background. He's like, oh,
he's down.
Medical personnel quickly rushed over, scooped up the heart. So someone else grabbed it from the floor.
Yeah.
Just gave it a little.
Yeah, it's all right.
Dust it off.
3-second rule.
Took it downstairs. It's fine.
Yeah. Should we run it under a tap? Oh. Nah, it's fine.
Yeah. You know what? Round of applause, guys. We did it.
I blew on it. It was barely down for a couple of seconds. 3 second rule. We're fine.
Hospital officials have confirmed the heart arrived safely. The patient underwent the transplant. It was a success. They did find a couple of hairs, though, later. They added that nobody inside or outside the hospital was injured. The helicopter pilot was treated, but everyone's fine, and round of applause as well. Good ending.
Yeah, great. One of the great endings.
But
it could have gone so many different ways.
Could have gone badly. But yes, the bloke there who his one job was to grab the heart and take it downstairs.
That's all he had to do.
Tripped and fell. And what made it worse was he wasn't given the opportunity to get back up and pick the heart up. Someone else just comes in.
So he had to live with that failure.
Like a seagull swooping on a hot chip. Someone else comes in and goes, oh, I'm going to be the hero here.
Yeah.
Picks it up, takes it down, delivers it. So what we're going to do is 131060. When you screw up your one job, I mean, we've been talking about it on the show tonight. Producer Grace and Nath are struggling a bit with the idea of we're at nights now. We used to be a breakfast show,
breakfast early in the morning. Yeah. So Producer Grace and I, because I come off the songs and say morning, all that kind of stuff. Grace, you do it on the phones. And
yeah, so good morning. Who have we got this morning?
Very hard twice. To shake that habit.
Yeah. We're looking for, you have one job. Someone's like, hey, I need you to do this. And maybe an accident. Maybe you did it on purpose.
It could be as simple as you go into a party and your job was to bring like the ice, ice for the drinks. You didn't bring it. Everyone's having warm beers.
And if you want to dob in someone, like, maybe your partner, you ask your partner to do something.
I love these. Who screwed up the one job?
Yeah. And your partner didn't. You go, hey, I need you to take the pets to the airport at 8:30. And they forgot to take them.
Put the bins out, whatever it is. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. When did you screw up your one job?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you can hear it all here.
Look, that's 131060. When did you screw up your one job? Nate is continually screwing up this big the night. Producer Grace is on the phone screwing them up, saying good morning and good night, which is good night is also not correct. You say that when someone's going to bed.
Kiss them on the forehead.
Yeah, someone calls up, she's like, good night. What? And also, someone screwed up in the US. And it is a good ending. A helicopter did crash upon landing at a hospital. It was transporting a heart.
No
one was injured. Yeah. Everyone's all good. And then the helicopter was on its side. They got the heart out. They handed it to a doctor. He's then taken a few steps, absolutely stacked it, dropped the heart on the ground. 3 second rule, though. It's good. They just.
Yeah. Get it off. Just a bit of hair. Still on it. Still on it. Has anyone got any twelve? Still.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to touch it. It's a heart. Grace.
Yeah.
Blow.
I thought you stormed in. I thought you were storming in to say, can you stop it?
This is the least worst thing you've done.
Patient was undergoing a transplant, successful transplant. Great story for them, by the way.
Yeah.
And they were at a party. Hey, you remember that helicopter that crashed? That's my heart. So that's 131060. The guy had one job was to transport the heart. You guys have had one job. We're all screwing up at our one jobs.
Of course we are.
So we thought we'd go to the phone, see who else has done it, or dob someone else.
Let's make everybody feel good, okay? Ari from Melbourne. Hi, Ari.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, Ari. Did you screw up one job, mate?
Yeah, I did. Working at Subway, baking some cookies, left them in the oven too long, and it smoked out the whole shop.
Oh.
Set off some alarms. Got a nice visit from the fire brigade, and silly on me, copped a good old talk from the manager.
Oh. You didn't keep your job, Ari?
No.
I used to work at Subway, and I once washed up a pair of electric scales.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, Ari's
done that too.
Oh, no, I haven't done it. No. I left.
He just knew about the scales.
Because I know the scales.
He's heard about Grace. He goes, you're that idiot who washed up the other. That's not as bad as. Is it worse? What's worse, the cookies or the scales?
Go to Ari.
If the fire brigade had to come, probably the cookies.
The what came?
The fire brigade.
Ari,
yeah, I'd say maybe the cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you. Hey,
are you still there, Ari?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, that's good. It's nice.
I thought you meant, no, he's not still at Subway. You still work at Subway, Ari?
No.
Meant you're still on the phone. One job, Jim. Gee whiz.
Still there, Ari.
Jasmine from Victoria. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, sorry. Jess, did you screw up one job?
No, not me, but my partner did.
Oh, I love this. Don't be mean. What happened?
So he was picking up his mates to go out into the city in my car, and he wasn't drinking. His mates were, but he's looked over his back shoulder to try and reverse the car into a parking spot, and he's reversed straight into his friend's missus's car took out my backlight.
Oh, no. So he's ruined your car and his friend's missus's car.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to say missus's car, isn't it? Well done. Nobody screwed that up, including you, Jess. Well done.
What happened, Jess? What did you say to him?
I've never let him forget about it.
Good. Hold it over
his
head.
He's ruined my car so many times and now I get to drive his.
How much damage are we talking with backing into it, Jess?
I actually never found out.
Oh, so he went and he sorted it out on the side.
Yeah.
You're still there, Jess? Dan from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Dan.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're good, mate. You know, nighttime radio or morning radio, whatever it is. Dan, when did you screw up your one job?
It wasn't me. It was my sister.
Okay.
The revenge happened. It was great.
Oh.
So she was the worst babysitter of all time. When I was 5 years old, Mum's boyfriend had a houseboat. They dropped my mum and her boyfriend off at an island and put us in a little dinghy row back. My sister jumped out of the boat and left me there at 5.
Oh.
When I was 7, she was walking through the bush and found a bee's hive. So she threw a rock at it, then pushed me over and ran away.
Oh.
And then when I was about 4, Mum was mopping the floor. And my sister used to tell me Big Bird would come out of the TV and cook in his pot, terrified the hell out of me. So she chased around the house.
Just quick, Dan, just pause one sec. These are great, Dan. Grace. Did you speak to Dan?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear all this?
No, I went into less detail when he was chatting to me, but this is great.
He's doing phenomenally. Yeah, I just want to know if you got all this out of Dan, because he's unreal.
No, he's
sorry,
great.
Dan, keep going, mate. Where were we?
That's all right. So Mum was mopping the floor, and she chased me around with a Big Bird doll. I slipped over and bit my tongue completely off at a cupboard door.
What? So you have no tongue?
They had to stick it on by, like, I had a bar on my chin to my tongue to another bar and let the saliva form like a glue.
Oh, jeez.
Dan, we've been...
Where's this going? Like, you said vengeance. Did you get your sister back?
Oh, no, it was my sister's ex-husband's brother on their wedding day. We're up on the...
Hang on. I'm going to need a diagram here. sister's?
Ex-husband's brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
At
okay.
their wedding.
Okay.
So we're on top of this mountain in Wollongong, named after their daughter.
Right, okay.
And he was the ring bearer and dropped the ring off the cliff.
Oh!
Okay, so the ring bearer dropped the ring off the cliff. One job.
Yeah.
We got there.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, we keep it no secret on this show, and as much as good old producer Grace tries to balance it out at times, we love our sport. We do really love our sport. Any kind of sport. AFL, cricket, tennis, whatever it is, we love it.
Yeah, we... Should be on Triple M, but, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah, walk before you run, mate. In particular, we love our rugby league. We love our rugby league, and so I could not bring this to the show because the recently retired voice of rugby league, State of Origin, and also Olympic swimming, Ray Rabs-Warren, get this, he is coming out of retirement to star in an episode of the mega hit kids TV show, Bluey. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Dad!
There's more.
Bingo!
Who could be last?
Bluey!
Yes! I'd never heard that before. I've never watched Bluey. Have you watched it?
I've watched a little...
Little Bluey.
My TikTok has a lot of Bluey in it.
Oh.
So does mine, weirdly. Okay. I've heard that, but I didn't know it was Bluey.
And I'm like, I've never heard it before.
I'm just like, and then sometimes, like, I don't know how, you know, you can like upload really long TikToks now.
Yeah.
I was watching a whole episode of Bluey today. I'm not kidding.
Sorry.
And it was about, it was the tradies episode. Bluey's like, who are they? And the mum's like, well, they're tradies. They're here to install a fish pond.
I've seen families in the US, their kids have Australian accents because they've been watching Bluey so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, producer Grace, did you say you've heard that and you didn't know it was Bluey?
Yeah, I only heard the mum, dad bit.
Oh, you didn't hear the bit where it goes Bluey at the end. Okay. Now, look, if you don't know who Ray Rabs-Warren is, first of all, like, he's known for so many awesome commentary moments. This is a big one. All right. So this is back in 2004 with one of the greatest State of Origin tries by none other than your cousin, Jim.
Billy Slater.
Darren Lockout, he kicks. Slater's picked it up. Was he onside? Slater down the ground. He kicks again. He'll get there. He's over. Billy Slater. He has scored one of the great Origin tries.
Owen, wasn't it? Wasn't it a great try?
And, you know, round of applause for yourself.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Introducing yourselves when you're here. I'm a Queenslander.
Yeah.
And Nathan, New South Welshman. And you've played a great Queensland origin moment.
Well, because there was 10 years I was going through and there wasn't many from New South Wales during that 10 years. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Eight in a row.
If you'd never watched any game of rugby league, any state of origin, you must remember this moment from the 2001 World Champs. Ian Thorpe breaking the world record against Grant Hackett. Come on, you've got to remember this.
Ian Thorpe is really blowing Hackett away now. He's three in front of him. He's coming down with two strokes to go.
I've got nine more of these, Grace. You ready for...
No, that's enough.
No, let's... let Grace, what's your favourite Ray Rabs Warren moment?
You want to watch Ed
I've
Thorpe.
Heard that voice before. Ed Thorpe.
Ed?
Did you say Ed Thorpe?
No. Who's Ed Thorpe?
I don't know.
He's on Hughie and Aaron.
Is that his name, is it?
Who's he? Ed Thorpe. And Aaron.
So he's going to be in an episode called The Decider. Get this, where Bluey and her family will watch Origin commentated by Rabs. So it's dogs playing State of Origin and Rabs is going to commentate it.
Yeah, are they watching actual State of Origin or do they have like a Bluey version where it's dogs playing?
Bluey version.
Are they all dogs in this universe?
Never seen it. I know, yeah, you guys are on the TikTok.
What? They're all dogs in
they're
this
all
universe.
Dogs.
Okay, they're all dogs. Okay.
Everyone's a dog. Can I say, the thing that I love Bluey. A friend of ours, speaking of sports, Alan Christensen,
yeah,
used to play for the Geelong Cats and Brisbane Lions. He actually works on Bluey as a consultant as well.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much today.
I know. It's
well, this is what happens. You never let us do sport chat. Also, Grace just mouths to me off air. She's like, Billy Slater's your cousin. I went, yeah. You never let us talk sport. Alan's watched it, but I don't understand why it's so big overseas because it's so Australian.
You know what I mean? Massive. Like people love it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it would be so confusing to an American to be watching a Bluey episode about State of Origin.
It's
you know what I mean?
Dogs playing footy.
Yeah, but even I was watching this tradie episode today, and it's like, it just wouldn't, like, the, I don't know, but they love it.
They do. They people love it.
Everyone sing along, ready?
Who's on TikTok? Is it Mummy first?
Yep. Mummy!
Oh, we both got it wrong.
Ready? Daddy, ready?
Daddy.
Daddy! I just thought, damn it, say Daddy!
Okay, this one's Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Oh, we've got to get this one right. Ready?
Bluey!
Yeah, we nailed it, guys. Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, a debate has erupted around Australia today. Get this, after an Aussie woman criticised her American boyfriend for going to the beach wearing socks. Now, the video shows the bloke at the beach in his swimmers wearing board shorts, also a crime. Big budgie smugglers on this show. But then wearing socks as he walked along the beach. So it's just a bloke, no top, board shorts, socks on the beach. People are up in arms about it.
He's American.
He's an American bloke with an Aussie girlfriend.
An Aussie girlfriend.
Yeah. Lots of Aussies have come online and said this is a beach crime. People have said, has he never been to the beach before? And then someone said, can you get a refund on your boyfriend? but then, how's this? Some people have come out in support. People have come out in support of this, wearing socks. I repeat, just socks on the beach.
Sorry, I have a question.
Of course you can, mate. Raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Sorry.
Grace, yes.
Does he have shoes on top of the socks?
No shoes.
Okay.
Just socks.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you go for a beach walk and you've got sneakers and socks on because you're walking.
Mm.
And that's fine.
Mm.
But if you're just wearing socks.
Straight socks. That's it. That's
there's
all it is.
A lot of issues with that.
People in agreement have said, I always wear socks at the beach. You Aussies are crazy. Jim, thanks for raising your hand.
Was this some sort of rocky beach and he didn't have any other footwear?
Nah, all sand. Okay. Just a sandy beach. Another person's come out and said, I wear socks when the sand is hot. And another, yes, Grace, thanks for raising your
is
hand.
Is this a practical joke?
Not a practical, I don't know, mate. Jesus, there's lots of questions. I'm just going off the three top lines at the Daily Mail. Okay. Jim, thank you. Yep. Yeah. Man down the front with the glasses.
Did you read the whole article or just the top bit?
Next question. Another person in support has come out and said, I don't like the feeling of sand in my toes, so I wear socks at the beach as well.
Grace.
All right, we don't have to raise hands anymore, guys.
I also don't like the feeling of sand in my toes, so I just don't go to the beach.
Where do you like the
feeling of sand? I don't, anywhere. That's why I don't go to the
beach. So do you wear socks to the beach?
I don't go to the beach.
Why not?
No, but you wear socks and shoes to the beach.
Yes.
Socks and shoes. This is just socks on the beach. We're not happy. Sure, it's a no from me, Jim.
Yeah, I saw this on the show plan earlier, and we try not to talk about the show before we get here live.
Oh, we almost did, didn't we?
But I was feeling so strongly about it because I saw 13-10-60 Socks on the Beach discuss, and I was disgusted.
Yeah,
by this because I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never seen it before.
I'm happy with socks and shoes. I just think like because the thing with socks is the sand gets into the material.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that people have done it, Nathan. I think you've fallen for some fake clickbait. I think the Daily
Mail.
That's what I
mean.
But it's a video. I watched the video.
Yeah, people do jokes on videos all the time.
What do you mean?
It's like
this is real. I'm a journalist.
What was in the video?
A guy wearing socks.
Yeah, okay.
On
one guy wearing socks on a beach.
Yeah. And then people
I could go do that tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone's in on the joke in the comments being like, I do this all the time. And I think you've been stitched up.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It'd be old news if you did it. Because it broke today.
Check the date of the article.
Yeah, all right.
First of April.
No, let me check. 20th of June, which is today. You're not going to leave it.
It's not. You don't even have it there.
13-10-60. Jump on the phones right now. Raise your hands first before you call. Socks on the beach. Discuss. Yes or no? Would you do it?
I refuse. No, not would you do it. Do you do it?
Do you do it?
Because I'll go do it tomorrow. But
you got nothing else to do. We're on at night.
Yeah. Like my whole day. What are we going to do?
All right.
No, I don't
do
think
you
it,
do it?
I'd love... No, look, I'm happy for people to call and say they hate it because I think that's what everyone's going to call for. But I just don't think anyone's going to call and say I do that. Mm. I'd be very surprised if they do.
Well, I challenge those people. 13-10-60, jump on the phones right now. Socks on the beach, discuss. Yeah, happy for you to call and say you're disgusted, but also we'd love you to call if you do it. And also if you give us a call, $50 menu log vouchers up for grabs if you want one. 13-10-60, socks on the beach, discuss. It's Jimmy and Nath, Monday night. Good morning. Good morning. Good night. I did it again.
Oh, you idiot.
It's night. Night, God damn it. Night.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
You and producer Grace reckon I've been done by a practical joke here. A video's gone viral of an American boyfriend of an Aussie lady wearing socks and board shorts on the beach. No shoes, just socks on the beach, and people have come out absolutely swinging.
Was he walking in dry sand or wet sand?
It looks like dry sand. Maybe a mixture. Because you're right. When you go in the wet, it starts getting soggy. Soggy socks. Wet socks aren't fun.
I have thought about it. The probably only time it would be okay to wear socks on the beach is if you were, you know, making love, socks on during.
No.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
No socks on during?
No.
Feet get cold.
Especially if you're at the beach.
And socks.
That's not a look.
Are we on the beach here? Are we
anywhere? My feet get in winter. Feet get cold. You know what I mean? Your hands are busy. Yeah, the body. It's just you're cold. Your feet. Are, I mean, people feet are busy.
Well, dig them into the sand a little bit. You know, dig them into the sand.
We're back on the beach, aren't we?
We're supposed to be on. I don't know why we left the beach. Renee from Port Macquarie. Hi, Renee. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, Ren. Socks on the beach. Disgust. Do you do it? Are you disgusted?
I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about the washing, actually, to be honest.
Yeah,
or the sand in the socks and trying to get it out.
That's the thing, Renee. Yeah.
Washing machine.
Oh, when did I know my son tried to do it a few times, but I'm like, take them off.
Yeah, because
because
even sometimes if I walk on the beach and I've got my runners and my socks on, I don't like that because if the sand gets in the shoe, then you've got sandy shoes, and then it gets in the sock, and then it gets in your house, and it gets in the washing. It's just no,
just barefoot it, guys. Would you agree, Renee?
Yeah, 100% barefoot, nice and easy. Rinse it off. Don't have to worry about any washing.
I know,
nice and simple.
There you go. All right, good, there Renee. You go. One for the
good
people.
That's what I thought. I thought that's what people say.
Tony from Newcastle. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Tony. Socks on the beach, discuss. Have you ever done it?
No, definitely not. Yeah. Very disgusted, actually.
It is. It's disgusting, Tony. Have you ever seen anybody do it?
No. The closest thing I've seen is my son at preschool walking in his socks through the sandpit, and that was bad enough to watch.
Mm. Yeah. How old?
He's five.
Yeah,
it's okay.
That's I think we'll forgive you at five. Oh, sorry, Grace is saying no.
No, it still makes my skin crawl, just the idea of it.
Grace is yelling at a five-year-old on the sandpit.
What are you doing? Adam from Melbourne. Hi, Ads.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Socks on the beach, discuss.
So, yes and no, I scuba dive. So, when I'm doing a shore dive, obviously, sometimes I've forgotten my boots to wear, and, socks and then the fins on top. So, yes, unfortunately, I've had to do... that by putting them on and you look like an idiot, but you need something to protect your feet with the fins, and yeah.
But at least you've got a the next best thing. You've got a fin over the top, though, Adam, so I'm willing to forgive you for that.
Not walking up to the water, but when you enter the water, yes, but
okay.
No, so you've got your fins in your hand as you're walking up.
Yeah, we're not big in the scuba community ads, but...
trying to get into it.
So you're in a wedding, in a wetsuit?
Depending where I am, if I'm here in Melbourne, then most likely, yeah. But if I'm somewhere nice and warm like Queensland or, I know, Thailand, definitely not.
Okay,
boardies and a rushy.
Have you ever gone wetty with socks over and then the flippers on the back? What are they called? Flippers? Scuba? What are they?
Fins.
Fins.
And
yes.
Definitely not flippers.
flippers. He's not a dolphin.
But anyway, yes, I haven't. But when you wear a dry suit, which is what you dive in when it's freezing cold water, people do it all the time.
See, I'm learning.
I've never done rushy, then socks, then fins. I've done socks and then fins.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's nice. Well,
I'll forgive you for that because I think that's kind of cool. But Adam, what about just someone walking around in socks, not doing scuba?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't want to be racist, but you definitely do see people from overseas
do that.
Take care all the time with it in thongs as well. I don't know what's worse, thongs on the beach, wearing socks.
Thongs and socks.
Open up some different cans here, Adam. Absolutely.
I see Birkenstocks and socks on the beach a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do a video. Put it on TikTok.
I'm not in them.
Dallas from Bendigo. Hi, Dallas.
Hey, mate. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Socks on the beach. Discuss. What are your thoughts?
Oh, mate. I'll tell you what. The best thing to do is go down the beach in your socks and your bungee smugglers, right?
Yeah.
And it's just the best feeling when you're going through the wet sand and they're just, it's like you're walking on sponges, mate.
I can't tell if you're having
you
a laugh, Dallas,
are you taking
or
the piss?
Nah, mate, I'm dead set.
So you go down to the beach, the wet sand, budgie smugglers on and socks and walk in the wet sand.
Yeah, it depends. It could be budgie smugglers, could be thong, you know. I try out different stuff.
Wearing a
European thong
and socks.
Yeah, I'm like Frankie from Ourzos, mate.
Guys, I'm starting to think I was stitched up.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
It's over.
Hey, look, if you're just joining us, apologies. We are Jimmy and Nate, and the other voice is producer Grace, and we're going to be gracing your airwaves Monday to Thursday, 9 till 11. So we're wrapping things up now. And how we've been on Weekend Breakfast. We're still doing that. We're back this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 7 till 9. And we used to do Hobart Breakfast for about 5 years down Hobart. And we shout out to everyone back in Hopes. We love you guys.
Good on you, Tassie.
And how we finish every show is we do a show rating. We look back at the show that was. We rate the show out of 10 and we give our reasons why. Can I kick things off?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Of course you can, mate. Go ahead.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 10.
Honestly, fair.
That's solid. Solid 4. Good start.
Yeah. Why? Why, you may be asking. Mm. Well, I mean, the good stuff is Vance Joy joining us on the show. He was a joy.
Yeah, so not us.
Not us. You too. Just forgetting that it's night time, not the morning.
I kept saying morning. I reckon
you're on the phones. He kept saying it on the songs.
No, I heard him and I went,
I reckon I said it 8 times.
But I was also out there saying morning on the phone, so I couldn't be that disappointed.
You're morning out there. Nice morning there.
When you said it just wasn't broadcast to the country.
Yeah. No, so. I just go, good morning. Oh, no.
What was it? You at one stage, Nate's like, it's Jimmy Nate for your night. Good morning.
Well, when you've been doing morning radio for 5 years, it's very hard to shake.
It's a hard habit to kick.
It's a hard habit.
And finally, adding to the 4 out of 10, is Nate being stitched up on the video.
Wasn't stitched up. Legit journalism of a bloke wearing socks on the beach.
You admitted it just then. Our last photo.
Yeah, as a joke to just make it stop. Someone say joke to make this stop.
What's your show rating?
Mate, I'm going to give it a solid 3. Three out of 10. Three out of 10. For pretty much every reason you just listed. It's been a great morning on the air.
Roads are looking great this morning.
On your way into work, guys. Got the traffic chopper out there.
I'm going to give it a 5, purely because I haven't seen you guys for about a month. So it's nice to be back in the studio with you all. But
it's like a social 5.
The show itself just absolutely went downhill. But you know what? The only way is
way
up.
What?
The only way from here is up.
We're at a 2, Jim. Sitting at a 2, mate. And we're falling.
1.
Adios, Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss-kiss.